Hi, I'm Marianne Zalesnik here with my longtime public radio partner in crime, Jay Hanselman. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Marianne.
So we do a lot of fundraising together.
Absolutely.
And we tend to tease each other a little bit.
Absolutely.
And we have a little fun in the morning.
Well, sometimes.
But sometimes, sometimes what happens is listeners like to come in and protect me. They say that you're not being nice to me.
And actually, that's happened a couple. And actually, they're quite serious that I've been accused of being mean to Marianne.
They like me. They're very protective.
I'd like to refer to, I think it's more of a playful mean.
Not so mean, no. We have known each other for, how old were you, or how many years ago did we
started
meet?
Working together, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
In 1990.
It's a long time.
So 27 years.
Good Lord.
And so, when we playfully kid around on the air, neither one of us understands that that's serious, that we're just having fun and being playful. I am not mean to Marianne. I'm not going to do evil things to her.
At least not on the air. Okay.
We're just having fun on the air.
All right.
But I do, if we're going to go back to 1990, if these are storytelling, I have to tell, Marianne and I met at Northern Kentucky University. I was a student. Marianne worked as the news director of WNKU. And I was assigned as an intern in the newsroom. And I believe I started like on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
You will remember the dates. I do not remember.
Tuesday or Wednesday. But anyway, Marianne called me into her office and says, now, I'm not going to make any promises, but we have someone who works here part-time who may be getting a full-time job. So your internship could turn into a part-time job. And that was on Tuesday or Wednesday. And I believe by Thursday, I had my part-time job because I had a whole 10 hours a week in the newsroom, hosting at what was then the Noon News.
Oh, that's right.
WNKU.
That's right.
And then I also was, I think, like 6 hours as a production assistant for the radio station. But the story that I've got to tell.
I don't like this story. He lies.
She's already smiling.
He lies because he tells the story all the time and it's not true.
It is true.
It depends on how you tell it. We'll see. There's one part that you always mess up. Go ahead.
Well, I know what you're going to say that I'm going to mess up, but Marianne wanted to expose me to a news conference. So we are going to go see Oliver North, who I believe was in town for Ken Blackwell, who was running for some sort of office. But Oliver North, it was a fundraiser for Ken Blackwell. Oliver North was the speaker. And we're running just a little bit late. And Marianne is driving, I kid you not, 70 to 80 miles an hour on 471 to get to downtown Cincinnati. And I'm thinking,
Is the statute of limitations up on that?
And I'm thinking to myself, if I ever get out of this car, I will never, ever, ever get back in a car with this woman again.
But
then this is the part that she disagrees with me. As we were leaving NKU, as she's driving fast, she's applying makeup.
No.
At the same time.
Now, this is the part that's always wrong. It was lipstick. Lipstick is not makeup.
Do you not buy lipstick? Not that I buy it regularly, but do you not buy lipstick at the makeup counter?
Yes, but it's not makeup. Makeup is foundation, which you put on, takes lots of goop. Lipstick is like, whoosh, whoosh, and you're done.
It was still something that should not have been done while you were driving.
Oh, now.
But that was 1990,
and
here we are.
Been in the car with me many, many times.
Here we are, 27 years later.
I'm not sure he tells that story exactly right. Nonetheless, we are here. And something that you started doing back when we were at WNKU and continue to do today is cover Cincinnati City Council.
Yeah, I don't like to brag, but I think I am the dean of City Hall. Because lots of reporters have come and gone,
yeah.
But I'm still there. I think I started covering council full time. It's either 1998 or 1999. I covered them before that, but as a full time, it's been, 20 years now? Soon to be 20 years. So yes, that's my beat.
Well, and you covered a little differently than most. You actually show up a little more often. There are a lot of people who say they cover Cincinnati Council and show up once a month or something.
Well, let's go back to 1990. In 1990, you had three major AM radio stations that were in Cincinnati, and they literally would almost fist fight to cover events. And now, here 27 years later, there's one what I would call major AM radio station that covers council, and they're not there consistently. So for Cincinnati, we are probably radio, even broadcast wise, we are probably the only station that does consistent, regular coverage of city council.
And you just recently won an award for that.
Yes, I did.
Best government coverage in the state of Ohio. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've won that more than once. We should say? I don't know. You would know the exact number.
No, I don't know the exact number.
There's a number you don't know?
Write that down.
Well, this is the thing. I would be very good with phone numbers back when you used to actually have to call people instead of email. And Jay was always very good with dates. So we made a good team in that regard.
And Marianne was also very good about hearing a phone ring. I always swore that we were on one side of campus and she could hear a phone ring on the other side of campus.
Often I was right that the phone was ringing. Back when we... Yes.
One other thing I have to say, in all these years, Marianne has mellowed. Because I can remember when she first trained me on Morning Edition... I believe there was a break at 6:30, 5:30, and every morning we recorded the promo for All Things Considered. And
On reel-to-reel tape.
And Mary Ann's rule was that promo had to be transferred from reel-to-reel tape to cart between 6:30, 5:30 and 6:30, 9:30. You had 4 minutes there. And I know one time I missed a break there because I was doing that and was called on the carpet. And in my mind, I'm thinking... But in the next break, I have like 10 minutes, so why do I have to do this? But that was her rule. This is when we do it. But don't tell her after. But after I was doing it on my own, I did it at 6:40.
I used to do it then because it would give me a challenge, because you had to do that same thing every day, every day, every day. And I thought it would be a challenge if I could see if I could always get it done in the 4.5 minutes. So that's why I did that. But we don't have to do that anymore.
No.
Thank goodness for digital. We don't have reel-to-reel tape around anymore. We don't have to do that anymore. But that was... I did push that. I'll admit it. Jay was my fill-in on Morning Edition there as well. But you're covering City Council now. And talk a little bit about how things have changed from coming from WNKU to WVXU, besides the fact that you're just a few blocks from City Hall now.
Well, actually, yeah, very good. We are closer to City Hall. But it's also, and I don't mean this as a knock to our former employer, but now I don't have to explain who I work for. If you say, you know, used to be, and again, no knock to WNKU, but it was a small, loyal audience. And if you'd say WNKU, it was like, who? And now if you say WVXU, people just gush. Oh, I listen. That's the NPR station. I listen. You know, I have you on. I hear you. And that's the difference. Now it's not so much of explaining, you know, who I work for.
So one thing people may not know is that you live about an hour away from the station.
That's true.
And it's not like a quick hour on the highway necessarily. You sort of have to wind your way around to get in.
Yes.
Tell us about this commute.
Well, I have minimized it to, I think I spend maybe about 5 miles on interstate, which helps. So I have.
That's it?
Yes, I have numerous back roads that I can get to 275. Once I get to 275, that's where my luck sometimes runs out. But 275 to 471 on into downtown.
That's when I get the text from the morning from Jay. Yesterday, I think you, or earlier this week, you gave me a text that said that you'd hope to be here by noon. And this
right.
was something like 8
because
o'clock
there was
in the morning.
There was an accident on the bridge. And when there's an accident on the bridge, 471 almost becomes a parking lot. So, yeah, but like I said.
Now, I live 7 minutes from work. I want to know why you've never moved.
It's cheaper to live where I live. Everybody laughs about that. And as Mary, you know, I like numbers. I did the math one time. For the house that I live in, the taxes that I pay, all my utilities, gas would have to be $5.50 a gallon for it to be cheaper for me to live in Cincinnati.
And you would have figured out that calculation. I know that.
And I did. So, and
but there's the wear and tear and the time. Although you get to listen a lot more. I always wonder when people have time to listen to podcasts because I don't seem to have that much time. And I always hear they listen in their car, and I'm in my car for 7 minutes. It's, you know, unless it's a really short podcast.
I don't listen to podcasts. I do, and hopefully this won't offend anyone. I do listen around. I do not listen exclusively to 91.7 because I kind of know what we're doing. So I listen around to see what other folks are doing, a little bit of music, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I do listen to Morning Edition on the way in and All Things Considered on the way home.
Well, and you've worked at a number of radio stations while you used to be a country DJ.
That's right. I used to be a part-time DJ at B105, the big country station in Cincinnati.
Jay is a huge country music fan.
And that's my favorite kind of music. And even in the 4 years that I worked there, as much as I would have liked to, I never got to meet Reba.
That is his favorite.
And George Strait. Uh-huh. I never got to meet him either.
I see. Well, Reba, you don't talk about her like you used to. Maybe no. You're mellowing on that too. There was a time when it was all Reba all the time. Let's talk a little bit. You've talked about the music that you like and how much you like Reba McEntire. You have some other favorites. One of the things that happens during the fun drive is related to donuts.
Yes.
Now, I have to admit, I occasionally eat a donut during the fun drive. I won't say I eat a donut every day. I try very hard not to, in fact. You get very cranky if the donuts are late.
That's right. And I will knock people over to get to the donuts when they first arrive because I want that one particular one.
Yes, describe your favorite.
It's a glazed donut with chocolate icing.
Now, what if it's a cake donut with chocolate icing?
That's a close runner-up, but the preferred is a glazed with chocolate icing.
Why?
I don't know. I just like it.
I like the ones with the cream inside, only we always end up getting the ones with the custard inside.
No, I don't want anything inside, just chocolate on the outside of a glazed donut.
If you see those donuts and you see Jay, I recommend you get out of the way. He will also has been known to hide them.
I don't know that I've ever hid them.
You did. At WNKU, you would hide them in a napkin and heat them up the next morning in the microwave. And you would say that there's nothing wrong with a donut that you can't freshen up in a microwave.
Right. And when you don't want them to go to waste.
Well, there you go. Okay. So we do a lot of puzzles. Everybody during the fun drive hears us do the puzzle together. And we have a lot of fun with that. And I would say we're probably, I don't have the exact numbers. You probably do. But about even. Some weeks I do better. Some weeks you do better. Some weeks we both go, that was just hard.
What I always think is interesting, before the fun drive, when I know we're going to be in here, they're really easy. And then when we get in here, they're super hard. And it's like, why couldn't you have done that one 2 weeks later so that we could have looked brilliant?
Now, that's what happens, though, when you go on Jeopardy. If you're sitting on your couch, you're like, yeah, those are easy questions. Then you would actually get there, and it's not so easy.
But for who wins the most is probably a draw.
Yeah, I think so.
And there's a lot of times we both, within seconds, will shout out the same answer.
Or both look at each other going, what are they talking about? But the puzzle's always fun. You probably like the puzzle and listening to it all the time. So we were going to talk about pronouncing names.
Marianne,
can I tell a story?
Marianne is much better at pronouncing names. I'll give her that one.
Yes, whenever we have a difficult name to pronounce, I always get
they show up on our computer screen and I'll look at them. Mine, Marianne, Marianne, mine, Marianne, Marianne.
Yeah, and I don't seem to get any opinion on that. I don't understand. But, you know, speaking of pronouncing names, I did hear a time on the air when you opened up your microphone. And you know what you said?
Hi, I'm Marianne Zalesny.
You did. And I was sitting across from you staring going, what did he just say? And you didn't quite realize it for a beat or two. And then when you realized what you said.
And actually, I think I've done that twice.
Oh, my gosh. So. Well, there you go. Alter egos. I guess you work with a person long enough, you just hear them say it long enough, you start to say the same thing. Or now, you've all heard the spots we play during the fun drive, sort of the little segments that come on with some Patrick Stewart and Alec Baldwin. You have a favorite?
Mine is always and always will be Alec Baldwin's, the one where he does nice work.
And the thing is, we've heard them more than you have, I'm sure. And we heard them so much that Jay can mouth them all the way along with the whole spot. I don't know that I'm quite that good, but anyway, they're pretty funny. I like them all. Patrick Stewart's pretty funny. Alec Baldwin's pretty funny. We do have one that was not my favorite that Jay likes to play all the time, so we won't talk about Megan, will we? No one else will get that. That's an inside joke. I apologize. So you're on the air with other people, too. Who's your favorite person to pitch with, Jay?
Well, I guess since I'm sitting in the same room with you, I have to say you.
But if I weren't
And actually, though,
here,
we're probably on the air more of any combination. We're probably paired together more than anyone else here.
That's probably true.
We
That's
are here true. A lot of hours.
Well, and if you count all the hours that we've fundraised together, have done the fun drive together, hosted together on the fun drive, however you want to say
That's
that.
That's probably coming up on 20 years.
At least, yeah. So some folks have asked, what's the most challenging part of the fun drive?
The last several days, because you have, you know, the first few days things are fresh, but the last several days it's like, you know, you're ready to be done. The listeners are ready to be done. We're ready to be done. But you have to keep remembering that there are people that are maybe just tuning in for the first time. And even though you've hit those points 2, 3, 4 times on the first 3 or 4 days of the fun drive, they're just as important on the last days of the fun drive, too.
Well, the thing I always find interesting is that at the end is when things really get hectic and busy. And it's been true from the day I started in public radio working at WMUB. Yes, I am back on WMUB again, but back in WMUB when I was in college to WVXU now, it's always those last days that are the most most exciting and the ones that the people just wait for. And Jay and I are both the early birds. although I was late to a meeting the other day. And actually, I've been sick about it for 3 days now that I was late to this meeting. But we tend to be the early ones. So we tend to, if we're going to do something, we'll do it early. So the people that wait till the end, it's always kind of interesting to see that. Do you ever say the wrong call letters on the air?
Yes, I have done that.
I have too. I still fall
back to occasionally I want to give a WNKU's pledge number. And I have to stop and think, 513. Not 859.
Well, and the good news is we have signs all over the room with the correct number on it, so we can say that. Now, we've had all sorts of pledges, offers in the thousands if we could get you to sing on the air. How about
that?
Now?
That offer is over. I had offered one time that if somebody pledged 10,000 cash and delivered it in person, that I would sing on the air, but no one did it, so that offer is officially off the table. So
Jay does sing, though. He likes to sing. When we had played the Flintstones happy anniversary song, he would sing along. And then when I pointed out he was singing, I think he was shocked to realize he had actually been singing.
But it was not on the air.
No, it was not on the air. That's true. All right. We are going to bore people here soon. So tell me quickly your hobbies. You spend more time with antique equipment than anybody
else. I collect antique farm machinery, and I spend quite a bit of my summer playing with that stuff. So that's my hobby.
All right.
We're always adding to it.
And you are very busy, and if you're friends with Jay on Facebook, you get to see some of that sometimes. All right, are you ready? 513-419-7155. 513-419-7155.